This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. 22-year-old Young Dinh was born to Vietnamese parents in the Netherlands before the family moved to Cape Coral 6 years ago. His father works for a furniture company, his mother in a nail salon. But Dinh had a dream of being the first in his family to go to college and chose the University of South Florida.
USF had like this nice balance of being, you know, just far enough for me to go out of the house, but also still close enough that I can still visit home every once in a while, because that was something that my parents would like.
Dinh didn't want to put the burden on his parents to pay for college. He also didn't want to run up debt with student loans. So, like many lower-income students, Dinh turned to Pell Grants. That's a federally funded, need-based financial aid program that 2 out of every 5 students on USF's Tampa campus is on. Now, please listen closely as Dinh gets a little excited when he thinks about the help he received.
And so just knowing that the Pell Grant and the other scholarships and grants were there available to me gave me a lot more confidence to like go straight to USF as opposed to, for example, a community college at home, which would be a lot more cheaper, but it wouldn't give you the same experience as going to a four-year university.
Dinh was admitted to USF's Honors College, and this past May, he graduated with a bachelor's degree in chemical engineering and a minor in biomedical engineering. Oh, and he did it in 4 years. But he isn't a unique case. According to findings published by Third Way, a national think tank, USF is the top public university in Florida and the 9th best in the country at serving low-income students. According to Paul Dosal, USF's vice president for student affairs and student success, the 6-year graduation rate of Pell recipients from the class admitted in 2010 was 68%. That's 19% higher than the national average and 1% better than students who didn't receive a Pell Grant.
That means we are one of only 2 public universities in Florida where lower-income students graduate at a higher rate than the non-Pell recipients. It's a great metric to hit, and so very few universities can claim this.
Another measurement that Dosal singles out is that USF has eliminated the achievement gap between racial and ethnic minorities, with Black and Hispanic students graduating at rates equal to or better than that of their white classmates. He credits USF's success to one thing, a belief in every student, no matter their color, nationality, or economic status.
We've been trying to elevate the performance of all of our students. We've not targeted specific cohorts of students. We've not said, let's do this program for Pell Grant students or for minority students. We're lifting everybody.
Dosal points to a variety of programs that help do that, such as the library's Smart Lab that offers assistance to students in all introductory level math classes. Plus, there are programs that help students pick up the skills they'll need to find work after college.
We want to have an impact, a positive impact on social mobility. It's not just getting them a degree, but what are they going to do with the degree? Are they going to get a job? Are they going to find meaningful employment? Are they going to enjoy all that education has to offer?
For Young Dinh, that success hasn't come yet, as he's still looking for a job in the pharmaceutical field or maybe the petroleum industry. But for now, he has a degree, no student debt, and a brother who's in high school and who wants to follow in his footsteps.
So even before we went to high school, he already asked me about what do I need to do to get into college, what do you need to get, for example, the Pell Grant. So he started a lot earlier than I did, and I'm proud to see that.
You can find out more about the performance of USF's Pell Grant recipients on our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.